A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, what's happening? On this week's debate show, we discussed a whole host of topics, but one of the biggest and best ones amongst that was our best moments of 2021. Which were the highlights? Which were the stand-up moments? What got the hair standing up on the back of our necks? What you're about to follow is that section from the debate show. If you want the full show, head over to Red Men Plus, sign up, and you get the debate show, not just this one, but everyone every week for the rest of the season and more.
Moment of 2021. Obviously, it was a bit crap for large parts on and off the field for us and for Liverpool, probably. There's a couple of standouts, and I'm tempted to say second best because I think the Alisson header is the one that sticks out for everyone. It's the obvious choice. And there's probably another handful of other ones. Beating Man United 5-0 at Old Trafford. Salah hat-trick's pretty decent. Nat Phillips owning the San Siro. If you want to open up to the floor, but I did put a tweet out before, actually.
I've got that.
And Steve Plunk, I think, said before beating Man United 4-2 at Old Trafford was the only other one. So just interested to know people's thoughts. So let's just say Alisson's number one. What's the second best?
Yeah. If I had to pick me number one, it's still a toss up between Old Trafford, smashing them at Old Trafford and Alisson.
I'll pick your third then.
but that in itself is an interesting enough thing because we never win at Old Trafford, let alone go and absolutely demolish them. That's something else, you know. And the fact that it's been done this season
with fans as well, just to make that on the 4-2 point. Yeah,
absolutely. But that Alisson header is something. It's a generational moment. I think it's gutted that no one got to actually be in the building to see it. Of course, beyond that, I'm struggling. They shine so brightly for me as the top things. I'd probably say, and there's a bit of recency bias in this, is that Leicester quarter final at Anfield just before Christmas. Mm-hmm. That the chanting "you're not singing anymore," which is one of the most base football chants in the world, it was just delicious.
Yeah.
Like to have them sing about going to Wembley and sing about feeding the Scousers and doing all the bullshit Tory stuff, and to have Vardy and Madison doing dart celebrations in front of the cop and all that kind of stuff. And it was just perfect. It was just schadenfreude and extraordinaire. It was just great. So to turn that round and have us chase it and have the big win, that's probably mine, because it's up there with my favourite moments ever.
Yeah, I'm not sure this is a moment or more so an image, is the one of Nat Phillips and Rhys Williams, where it's the blood, sweat, tears and all that stuff. But that's kind of just pictured several moments probably of trying to get top four.
Yeah.
The fact that, you know, we mentioned before, we bought Ben Davies, nothing. Kabak, the bit dog shit, just to borrow Steve's term. But for them to come in and step up and help us achieve top four or third place at the time, great. Thiago was coming back and Fabinho was back in midfield and we started getting the goals and stuff. But if it wasn't for them too, it's a strong argument to say we wouldn't get it at all.
Yeah,
they'd be the poster boys of it, in my opinion. Yeah, and whatever we do this season, certainly in Champions League, will be based on the back of what those two did last year.
Not to be in it this season because everyone else is back. You think, all right, fair enough.
Yeah, exactly. They've been kind, and fair news, they've took it. Phillips in particular, took it really well from the outside looking in. The Alisson moment is obviously the standout. There's absolutely no getting away from that. And certainly from what was a pretty dire season for everyone involved, you know, pretty forgettable season as well. That's the one moment that really stands out. I think the Leicester one was joyous for many reasons. But for me, Salah's goal against Man City. Is the one we haven't mentioned yet. The bit of bias from my point of view, because I was there and a lot of people were there, obviously, but you know when you're there and in the moment and you think that you're witnessing greatness. If we didn't know it already with Salah, that was the moment where we are witnessing something silly.
I remember being in the new camp for the Champions League game, the first leg, and Messi scores that free kick.
Yes.
And the whole of the new camp starts doing that, Messi, Messi, and they're all doing this bowing down thing. That was like the closest to having that moment with Salah where you're just like, the air gets sucked out of you, and you stood there like just slack jaw going, oh, God, this guy. Like,
yeah, silly, yeah.
He did it a few weeks before, didn't he, against Watford? It was like almost a mirror image goal. And it's one thing to do it against Watford, no disrespect to them, but when you're sitting up against Manchester City, one of the best sides we've seen in the Premier League with their players, to do the same thing, that's what makes it better.
Well, that's it. Yeah. We had discussed this week. Like, he scored a trilogy of goals like that, and Chelsea being the other one at the weekend. He's done three completely different things, but you're dead right. The fact that he goes through so many players, he goes through, and it's not Watford. It's not a team that are going to be fighting relegation. It's a great goal, and Messi's got tons of those dribbly goals where he'd go past people, and then you go, who's he playing? Oh, Zaragoza, brilliant! Okay, well done. The best team in the country. And if it's not us, it's them. And to go and do that, that was a moment. That was like a plant your flag with a big picture of your face in the heart of your enemy that tells you you're the best on the planet. No, I think that's good. The random one, but we mentioned the Nat Phillips, Reece Williams, and you're right, that picture. I'm tempted to get that commissioned. There's like a painting because it's like, it's just a beautiful moment. But actually, that being the first game with fans back in the stadium as well, there being 10,000 Liverpool fans back, and that moment of, because it was dead interesting, because I caught up with a few of our guys at Hotel Anfield afterwards, and people saying, what was it like when you found out such and such, we were out of it for a while? And I was like, oh no, there was no drama in the match, we were just going to beat Crystal Palace and finish and then ultimately finish third. So I didn't have any like the ups and downs on it, but it was just a massive, like, I felt so ill and drained at the end of it because that was the first time, the biggest crowd I'd been in for God knows for months by that point as well. And just that sense of we've salvaged the season. Alisson's the moment when it.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It happens, really. Mm-hmm. But Crystal Palace is when it's all confirmed, it's all done, and you can just go, oh, right, fuck this shitty season.
Yeah.
Fuck it off. Put it in a box. Never talk about it ever again. Sorry. And I know that it's not been so bad that we've caused ourselves permanent damage over it.
That's when the stress stops and you can reflect then, can't you, from that second on.
Yeah.
I was funny enough on the Alisson stuff, I don't know whether it makes it better that it was against Sam Allardyce either. The little sweetener going, oh yeah, gravy-titted prick.
Given that he kicked off the decline, I suppose, yeah, because you know they get that draw, don't they, just after Christmas, and set the template for how you stop Liverpool. And then we're never, you know, our Anfield record absolutely drops off a cliff.
And they get relegated.
Yeah. yeah, we've got a few in the tweet you put out, Ross. Alex Envision saying Nat Phillips owning the San Siro. You mentioned Steve Plunkett there winning 4-2 with Phillips and Williams at centre-back on the night. United have promised to end our Champions League hopes. They even picked a weak side for Leicester a few days before to ensure they're at full strength. Has to be up there for top moments in 2021. And LFC Facts, who's Vader's pet fish, go ahead. Watching Liverpool beat Man United Old Trafford 5-0 is one of the greatest moments of my life. Alisson goal was sensational, but nothing compares to completely embarrassing Manchester United.
Let you go then. That in the accrue kit as well, yes. So it looked good as well. Oh. And it should have been more. That's the only disappointing thing.
Yeah, foot off the gas, wasn't it? For half an hour at the end, in particular.
As far as the individual moments of it, Ronaldo's disallowed goal in that game,
pretty sweet.
Like that moment of, here's Ronaldo, he's well past his best, he's made an horrific decision to return to Manchester United. They're the shambles, and instead of him being the catalyst for them being boss, he's just playing his own little game, and his own little game is he scores there and he at least gets to hold his head or puff his chest out, do a shitty Sue celebration and go, I did my part, I scored, where was everyone else? And the fact that he didn't get that, and was just...
He still does that now, Paul.
Yeah. Can he do it against us, and that's why. Yeah. So nothing took the shine, and in fact, instead of it being a little thing that took a little bit of luster off the win, it actually added...
Yeah. Enhanced it,
I'd rather have that happened than win 6-0, for example.
Yeah. Couple of moments from the game, Canate manhandling Fred and just laughing at him and saying was brilliant. Yeah. And also, the Henderson, speaking about form, the Henderson pass for Salah and the hat-trick is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, you obviously, listen, 5-0 against United anywhere, regardless of Old Trafford, packed full of fans, is absolutely beautiful. But there are moments within that game that are also stunning.
To be fair, that point that you made there, passing around for the last 20 minutes, that makes it a little bit sweeter as well, because you've just stopped going full throttle.
Yeah, because you felt sorry for them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just taking the piss. It was like year 5 versus year 11. Just going, we'll just keep the ball then.
That was. We just shut. So that game was. It was mad. There was so much football left to be played in that game, and it was just like, yeah, we're fine. We'll have this.
Yeah.
And they were done, and they didn't want it. And the referee legitimately could have gone, do you want us to blow up here? Yeah, and then both teams would have gone.
They were dying for full time, but it goes a lot slower when you can't get hold of the ball. Fine.
And your fans are all, you're watching your fans empty.
Yeah.
Like that, in fact, there you go, there's another one. That iconic image of all the fans at half time draining out.
I think Gary Neville said, can I go with him? Makes it a little bit sweeter again, doesn't it?
Singing Ollie's at the Wheel at Old Trafford.
Yeah. Yes,
and it's true. Complete irony.
It's an event that launched 1,000 greatest moments, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe that is with the greatest apologies to Alisson, who I can't believe he replied to the tweets.
Oh, he did.
That's when you knew he was isolating.
His interview at the end of the game as well, just to say on the Alisson goal. The game is a really poignant moment and one that I obviously remember really well watching it. But I thought, like, fair play to the lad, you know, for what he's done there, it meant the world to him.
Yeah, I think. I don't want to live in a world where our goalkeeper scoring a winning goal, not just like a consolation equaliser to keep things out, to go up and score a winning goal with didn't scuff it in, not like a mad like Jimmy Glass moment. He gets up and like a fresh salmon out of water and arcs it in. That doesn't end up being our moment of 2021. Of course it is. It has to be, right? It has to be. I think we'll settle on that for the fairness of the universe.
Yeah.
But honestly, I'm sure if we spent another 5 minutes or we opened up the phone, we could get a dozen more moments from that Man United Old Trafford game alone, if we really wanted to. I asked in the Discord for people's top three moments of 2021, just to try and broaden it out a bit. Scott T, number one, Alisson goal. Number two, Old Trafford 5-0 and 3 quarter-final versus Leicester. Spot on, Scott. Cyber Sims, Alisson head the goal. Thiago's daisy cutter.
Yeah, oh, great.
Ooh. Yeah. Like, it might be the...
prettiest thing I've ever seen, let alone 2021.
Yeah, if we did a goal 2021, that's bang up there, isn't it?
Okay, sad. And then there's that photo of Nat Phillips and Reece Williams. Yeah, absolutely spot on. And then great shout at number three, says Scott T. Everton at Goodison was fun too, says Jith. Nat's goal versus Burnley was wholesome, says Scott T. And then, yeah, he's got, and then Hannah at the end, so he's got Alisson's goal, Old Trafford 5-0, Goodison 4-1.
Yeah. Thiago volleying the second ball out of Goodison was a nice moment, I thought. When they tried to stop the game to get a second ball on from the crowd, Thiago wellies it down the road. Well, that was nice.
Into Stanley Park.
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, I mean, it's good to see, isn't it? You know, it's been a wild 2021. One of the maddest years of football. And bearing in mind, you know, the years previously had seen us win a title, the latest anyone would win a title, and then go into all the knock-on effects of all the kind of things that have gone on. But Mads, good to see. I mean, again, I'm sure there's dozens more moments that people can throw out as their favourites of the year. Do let us know with them, actually, if you're...
Sorry, just one more you throw in there is actually finishing third. The amount of players that we had out for the lengthy periods that we did, I mean, it's some achievement. It completely disjointed my United's thing of finishing second. We only finished second because everyone else was shit.
Yeah, absolutely. Wonderful stuff. There you go. Hope you enjoyed that. If you want to check out the full show, you can do. It is streaming right now on Redmen Plus. Head to theredmentv.com, sign up either Club Captain or Club Legend tier and get full access to not only that show, but our incredible archive of Liverpool content, live shows, features, reactions, documentaries, everything around Liverpool Football Club is covered on Redmen Plus. Hope you enjoyed the video, and if you want more from us, consider joining Redmen Plus, our Liverpool streaming service, like Netflix for Liverpool fans. Fantastic documentaries, interviews, features, and learn more about the culture of the club, as well as bonus Redmen shows as well. And if you join as a club legend, you get your name there, theredmentv.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.